Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, listening audience, and good morning, Isaiah, and thank you again for introducing the show, Home-Based Business 101. And, hey, we have a hot topic this morning. The topic is, what is holding some African-Americans into poverty? It's a very, you know, pressing and dear topic. You know, there's a lot of things out there that people say, well, you know, this is what's holding African Americans into poverty, you know, hey, racism's holding African Americans into poverty, you know, negative attitudes, you know, you go out on a corner and you'd ask people, what causes African Americans to be in poverty and in the richest country in the world? And some would say the economy, you know, some say a lot of different things that's holding African Americans into poverty. Well, you know, we're going to look at today primarily, you know, the internal conditions. There are some external conditions. You know, the external factors are those over which you have very little or no control. That would include racism and such things as interest rates, natural disasters, and the like. Of all the factors and variables that have been at work on African Americans in the last 100 years, before it's not built to survive or perish, one has stood among the rest. That's racism. Racism is continuous and unyielding. African Americans can eventually adjust to the price of oil, natural disaster, fire, and loss of job. But racism is like a shadow following you constantly everywhere you go or it's seen. I think it's beneficial, and you know, to really look it straight in the eye and realize the following: racism, the belief of whites that they are better or more intelligent or more deserving of some privilege or opportunity for no other reason than the fact that they are white, is a reality in all white folks for one reason or another, and to some degree or another. But racism doesn't stop all white folks from working in partnership with African Americans when there's a buck to be made. This is proven every day. Racism has been used by many of us African Americans as an excuse for lack of determination in pursuing our goals simply because it was a pain in the butt to dampen our spirits. Every single successful African American in the history of this country, whether they were rich or not, had to overcome racism. It is probably less of an excuse for failing now for the strong and the determined and ever before in history of this racist nation. Now, you can control, if you decide to, so many factors in your life, and you can learn to analyze so many situations in your life that you can actually force white folks, at least the ones you need and the ones that need you, to change the way they respond to you and get over. That's right. See, you need to understand how Muhammad Ali, Will Chamberlain, Paul Robeson, Don King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and even today, as we would say, President Barack Obama, forced white folks to change the way they responded and reacted to them. Then you can understand what I mean by overcoming racism. I did not mean that you must be a great man or woman to change the face of racism, but once you are serious about yourself and your goals, say what you mean and mean what you say, and force all parties to respect you and what you stand for, you will find certain white folks ready to do business. They may be racist, but most of them ain't crazy. They understand making a buck. So, you know, yes, racism is a factor, but we want to look at those internal factors, the things that we're responsible for, the things that we control that can take us out of this poverty piece. And one of the first things that we need to be able to focus on is our lack of awareness of wealth-building principles. Again, our lack of awareness of wealth-building principles. See, when we talk about wealth building principles, what we're talking about is becoming fortune builders. See, and this is a key piece for us to look at. How do we, as African Americans, focus on becoming a fortune builder? And I believe that everyone has a chance to be able to become a fortune builder. There will be many, many factors that will help determine your success and failure in this life. Some you will have no control over at all, while others will be a direct result of your planning, work, and creativity. Okay, so, you know, your planning and your work and your creativity is important. And, you know, one of the biggest things is attitudes. Seems determines everything. Most of us, if we think about it, had a negative experience with the word attitude. In elementary school, we were taught as playful, cocky, or a bit different from our classmates. We were told by teachers that they did not like our attitude. Throughout our school years, other teachers, principals, athletic coaches scolded us or reported to our parents that if we wanted to stay in school and do well in school, that we had better change our attitude. At high school, black men especially were subject to low-level jobs, militaries, sometimes prison. At each point, a designated person, whether a sergeant or a captain, in the service of foreman or supervisor at the job site or warden or jail in the prison, was there to remind us that if we didn't straighten up our attitude and do as we were told, that somebody was going to make life miserable for us. So, you know, this thing about attitude, you know, but we want to flip that and, you know, hey, we want to talk about having an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of what we can do for ourselves. So the first thing a fortune builder does has an attitude about thinking big. How does one who has small thoughts begin to think big? See, and it's because, you know, again, you know, we got to think big. You got to think big. You know, a lot of times when I talk to people and talk about putting a mechanism in place to make millions of dollars, for some people that's too big for them. You know, they're like, you know, hey, you know, you're hurting my head. Because they've been used to always thinking small. You know, and, you know, you need to think in terms of sums of over $1 million, and you're going to have to think about building something such as a business, a practice of serious and profitable investments, a business that can help you obtain over $1 million. You know, and I would say in today's world, in today's economy, you need to talk about over $10 million. But, you know, the first thing is in terms of lack of wealth, of awareness of wealth building principles is the ability to think big. So, you know, so it's important that we as African Americans think big. Next is, you know, as a fortune builder, do not think in terms of failure. See, you know, and when we look at people like Thomas Edison, who say it took him 10,000 tries to get the light bulb to work right, he didn't see 9,999 failures. He said, I found 9,999 ways it didn't work. And then I finally found a way that it worked. And so you don't think in terms of failure, you know. If first you don't succeed, try again. We've heard that. But too often, what happens with people, and I've heard people as I talk to them about different business opportunities and stuff, people say, well, you know, I tried one of those. It didn't work. And they give up on themselves. They say, I'm not trying none of those things no more. I done did that. It doesn't work. Now, that particular one did not work for you. And did you analyze why it didn't work? So don't think in terms of failure. Next, fortune builders set their own pace and they march toward fortune. In which you have to set your own pace. You know your pace. You know what you can do. And you need, you know, to set your own pace and march to, as they say, march to the beat of a different drummer. You know, set your own pace. Fortune builders, like the rebels, do not like someone telling them what they can and cannot do. It doesn't mean that they break laws. It just means that they might skip certain steps and bullcrap along the way to get to their goal. Life is full of thousands of little security guards saying, you can't do this before you do that. You can't get past here without an appointment. Fortune builders understand very early that a lot of so-called barriers are just bull. They learn how to cut through the bull, leapfrog over the stupid who stand and wait in line to receive their bull. Their attitude is that if they are smart enough to get around a hurdle to save time and energy, why not do it, regardless of what everyone else is doing or is told to do? And this is so key. You know, I mean, a lot often I show people ways that they can do the things, and they get stuck. They say, well, you know, the people said I got to do it like this. I say, well, you know, that's the bull that they give everybody else. You want to stand in line and wait, or do you want to get to the head of the line and go past the line and get what you want to get done? So, you know, you got to march at your own pace. Fortune builders assume full responsibility for their defeats and victories. Something didn't go right, they said, you know, hey, try again till it does go right. You know, learn and assess. What was it that I did right? What was it that I did wrong? What can I do different? You know, so you take full responsibility. That's very, very important. Too often we like to pass the buck. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's really tough to be able to say, well, you know, I did this wrong, and if I need to focus on this so that I can get it right next time. But too often we like to say, well, I didn't succeed at what I was doing because it was somebody else's fault. We must assume full responsibility. Again, these are very key points to help you with understanding, you know, wealth building principles. Fortune builders make many, many quick decisions. In the book Think and Grow Rich, they talk about people making quick decisions and sticking with them. One of the ways to success and wealth. Too often, we procrastinate, or we make a decision and go back and change it, or we take forever to make a decision. You know, you have to make a decision. And sometimes you make a bad decision. Again, let's say you assume full responsibility, but you have to make a decision. And fortune builders make their decisions quick. Fortune builders have a clear conscience about making and having a lot of money. You know, too often, you know, because of the poverty and things that in our community, it's almost like a virtue to be poor. And it's like, because you can blame it on racism and hide behind that and say, you know, if racism didn't exist, you know, I'd have this. Well, how did Madam C.J. Walker accumulate $1 million in the 1920s when African Americans were being lynched? I mean, you know, what did she know that other people didn't know, or what did she do that other people wasn't doing that allowed her to accumulate wealth? So, you know, it's important that, yes, we know those external factors exist, but there's some ways to be working around them and have a clear conscience about wanting to make a lot of money. So, you know, you can't escape that. You know, you hear some people say money isn't everything, money can't buy you happiness, you can't take it with you. All of these statements are designed to make you question the morality of making money. It was as if making money was sinful. Indeed, many will quickly remind you that money is the root of all evil, implying that those who choose to make money are themselves bound to end up in some kind of devilish enterprise. As if these two very contradictory attitudes would not cause enough confusion in the African-American community, our doomsday money forecasters end up being heroes of superstar worshipers. They love the fine clothes that they see the entertainers wear. They love seeing the cars that the entertainers drive. They love watching them on TV. But, you know, let's face it. My mentors told me, you know, and it's just like this past NBA championship. You know, I caught some of the games, and then some of them, you know, I just had to read the final score and read the reviews because I was busy doing what I need to do to build my fortune. LeBron and Dwayne Wade and them, they, you know, they were doing what they needed to do to get paid. I need to do what I need to do to get paid. Next, fortune builders don't give a darn what people say. See, too often that's another thing in terms of lack of wealth lack of understanding the wealth building principles is that we too often we worried about what they will say. I never could figure out who is they. You know, who is this mysterious they? You know, I don't want to be, you know, trying to make a lot of money because you know what they're gonna say. You know, the thing that is important is that we need to understand the fact that you are responsible for what you do on this earth. And so fortune builders, they don't care what other people say. They go do what they got to do. They dream and they work on their dreams. See, it's very, very important. You know, the world is full of talented people of all races, income levels, and beliefs who have never produced up to their capability for reasons that have nothing to do with racism or lack of opportunity or money. Quite simply, many people are highly influenced by remarks, criticisms, opinions, judgments, and advice that others give them. A person can have talent and desire to use their talent and be on his or her way to success when suddenly an ignorant, negative force enters his or her life and kills enthusiasm, confidence, and finally, desire self. This is a tragedy, and unfortunately, African Americans suffer more discouragement than any others simply because there is more doubt, ignorance, and negativism in poverty neighborhoods and areas. Often this discouragement comes from an unexpected source, a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a close friend, or relatives call themselves doing you a favor by advising you on a more practical way of living. They would like to see you come down off that cloud, stop dreaming, and lead a normal life of college, job, family, and so on. Fortune builders, white as well as black, have to learn to ignore these negative forces, negative people, and generally unsupportive elements until they're in a position to judge for themselves the possibility of their virtues and venues. See, so it's important, you know, I mean, and I've seen it too often, you know, a little child's doing something and they dream about wanting to be such and such, and people tell them, well, quit dreaming, that'll never happen. You know, and whether you like President Barack Obama or not, you know, one of the greatest things that I feel about him becoming president of the United States, you can no longer tell a black child that's growing up who will tell you, I want to be president of the United States one day. You can't say, that's not possible. Come on, stop tripping. You know, I mean, it used to be a time a person, a little child, said, I want to be president. You know, in African American community, used to be a time a person, little child, said, I want to be president of the United States. People would have told them, you need to be realistic. That'll never happen. See, but fortune builders don't give a darn what other people say. Fortune builders program and motivate themselves. See, this is another key important piece here. You have to learn how to motivate and program yourself. See, because like I said, you're going to get all that negative programming from other people. You have to have your own process of programming yourself. And these are some of the key characteristics of becoming a fortune builder, and which is very important in us overcoming the lack of wealth building principles, our awareness of understanding wealth building principles. I'll cover a couple more things here in terms of fortune builders and then move on to some other factors that are holding African Americans in poverty. First one, though, is the most key one, I believe, and that is, again, lack of awareness of wealth building principles. Fortune builders, they take risks. That's one of the keys that you're going to do if you go in business for yourself, this risk. You're going to have to take a risk. And, you know, like I said, you want to take calculated risk. But, you know, business is risky business, as they say. You know, it's up and down. There's peaks and there's valleys. There's mountains and then there's low points. And, you know, you got to know how to handle those. Too often people want business to just be peaks, just be mountains. And then when they hit the valley, they don't know how to handle it. So you got to be able to handle it. the ups and the downs. Fortune builders have a vision. You must have your vision of where you're going and what you want to do. Fortune builders are energetic. You got to have your energy level up because every day somebody's going to try to sap you. And you got to have a money conscious and not a poverty conscious. And, you know, fortune builders have a value for knowledge. You know, you'll see fortune builders spend a lot of time reading. You know, I do a lot of reading, to expand my mind. Fortune builders work hard and they are creative. See, that motivating yourself and planning and all of that allows you to become, you know, creative, you know, and think of new ways to do something. You know, fortune builders give up a piece of the action, you know, where you got to develop a team. See, you got to develop a team, you know, and so you got to find a way other people can buy into what you're doing to help you get what you want. There's a saying, if you want to get what you want, help others get what they want, and you'll get what you want. Fortune builders invest in prime real estate. Well, you know, the real estate market is up and down, but, you know, you got to find those right type of investments. Fortune builders avoid paying high taxes. Your best place you understand the tax structure. You know, we've done plenty of shows here about taxes and how to get around those and take advantage of the tax laws to your benefit. In order to do that, you must keep good records. Because it's very, very important to keep good records. And fortune builders give extreme value to their time. Time management. Your time is, you know, time is money. We've heard that said so often. Fortune builders definitely do not like wasting time. I like meeting on time, and I hate being late. Fortune builders build their own business, not somebody else's business. You make a lot of money working for other people, but you want to build your own business. Fortune builders have more than one thing going on at the same time. We've heard this about multiple streams of income, you know, and, you know, that's so, so important. So these are some of the wealth-building principles that are very, very important in terms of, you know, becoming a, you know, having a fortune builder outlook. One of the other things that's holding African Americans in poverty is this whole concept of the good job. You know, looking for that good job. You know, now I'm 60 years old, and my journey through life, one of the things that led me to look into getting involved with business is I never found that quote-unquote good job. A lot of people still searching for it. Some people think they got it. You know, even when you get paid a nice executive salaries, they work you to death. You don't have no time for your family. You know, so that's a very dangerous thing because a lot of talented African-Americans and other people of other ethnic groups get caught in the good jobs syndrome. So you want to avoid that. You might need to take on a job initially to get some skills and be able to move on from that to a business idea that you have. Fortune builders, you know, and one of the they plan their time and they manage their time well. One of the other things that's holding African Americans in poverty is television. Television is deadly. You know, people spend too much time watching television. I mean, you know, people go to work, come home, watch TV, go to sleep, get up, and the television influences your mind. It gives you, you know, the wrong attitudes and ideas about stuff. I mean, in all of these different shows, you know, they have all of these crime shows on. Why have you scared to go out the house? Because you're worried somebody's going to kill you. You know, we don't see enough shows about people doing good things, successful things. You know, so television really is a major waste of time. You know, I mean, yeah, you need to check the news here and there. Usually that's even, you know, war. And so, you know, a lot of times for me catching the news, I do it. I read stuff over the internet, and I'm very selective about that. But television, I don't even have one in my house. It's a waste of time, you know. Television makes you passive. television has you believing in fantasy. You know, Butcher Miller's a learned to admire themselves. Television watchers admire people on television. Fortune builders love their work. Television watchers work to buy a television they love. You know, I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. One of the other things that's holding African Americans in poverty, and this is a topic, you know, that I won't spend a lot on, but, you know, sexual escapades. You know, people, you know, you know, they feel they have nothing else, so if they can conquer someone sexually, then that makes them feel, you know, that they have power over something. You know, hey, the key is, again, is finding that key person in your life who you can share your life with and build something together. And through love and joy, you know, or as they had that record by Maze, Joy and Pain, you know, hey, yeah, sometimes it's going to be, you'll go through some painful experiences. But the other side is, you know, the joy of going through those and celebrating together is so rewarding. And so, you know, it's if you're going to be a fortune builder, and you really want to obtain wealth and be able to keep it, then you need to be able to find someone that you can build a long-term relationship with. I'll flip on that. One of the other things that's holding African Americans into poverty in our community is drugs. You know, I won't pretend for one fraction of a second that I know the answer to these trips. There are many, many causes of drug addiction, and I believe that one of the biggest is hopelessness. Thousands of people, black and white, believe that their only control they have over their life is when they are high, simply because they are out of everybody else's control. I believe three things about addressing the needs of an addict. Those that are not too far gone or have very strong character can eventually muster the willpower to kick the habit if they want to. One of the few reasons that a drug addict may ever even want to break his habit is when he learns that there might be a possibility that he or she can regain substantial control and power over their own life and environment. And three, the ability to earn one's way in the world is the key to regaining the power and control over one's life and environment. In other words, a drug addict has to see it as possible not only for him or her to clean up, but live a good life after cleaning up. Otherwise, what is it all for? This means they have to learn the ability to have a good income, and I believe that any drug program that does not address these questions has to be missing something. So, you know, it's important that, you know, in order to conquer that, you know, we're able to tackle that. One of the other things is isolation into the negative environment of the ghetto. The ghetto is the universe, you know what I mean? And you get, I've seen it so often working with youth, when you can take them out of their environment and expose them to another environment, is, you know, they can begin to see some things different. But long as they stay locked into the ghetto universe, never know what the real world is about, then, you know, people will limit what they do. Another thing that's holding African Americans into poverty is poor business attitudes and non-acceptance of the delay-reward philosophy, you know, delayed gratification. If you're going to build yourself a business, you're going to have a lot of delayed gratification. It's hard work initially, but once you get over the hump, then it's smooth sailing there on out. So it's important, you know, to have the right kind of business attitude, and also it's important to have delayed gratification. And if you can master these concepts that I talked about today, you can develop yourself a plan to get out of poverty. Hey, you got a free gift for you. What you need to do is call the following number, 559-546-1607. Again, I'll repeat that number, 559-546-1607. I'll repeat it one more time, so make sure you have it. 559-546-1607. Call that number and you learn how you'll be able to get your free gift. And once you call that number and learn how to get your free gift, then what you do is you leave me a message here on the Blog Talk Radio site, Home-Based Business 101, or you can email me at Baba, that's B-A-B-A-J-A-H-I, at Movements, that's M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T-S, Unlimited, UNLIMITED.com. Baba Jahi at MovementsUnlimited.com. Hey, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, and I really enjoyed being able to share this with you. And those of you that are listening to the archives, or those of you listening today, go ahead and call that number, 559-546-1607, so you can get your free gift. Thank you. God bless you. And until next time, have a wonderful day.